Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Dallas at the Shaw Commercial ESP meeting, Elite Strategic Partner, and I'm with Brenda Knowles, the SVP of Customer Experience, and Alicia Arissa, the Director of Customer Experience. How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great, and what a great week it's been, and we're so glad to have you here with us, Kemp.
Yes, we are having a wonderful week so far here in Dallas.
Sounds like you're burning it on both ends. You've got a little voice crackiness, don't you?
I know. At least I still have a voice left.
This is an intense meeting. First, though, just a little background. Brenda, you've been with Shaw for 41 years, right?
Kemp, 41 years today. I like to say I started at the age of 6, but today is, 41 years, and it's been a really great ride to be with Shaw since the inception of our commercial business, all the way through the presence we have in the industry today and the leadership position we have.
And Alicia, you've been here 13 years, right?
Yes, I started my career at Shaw in marketing for Shaw Contract, and I'm now in a role that supports both brands on the commercial side, and it's probably one of my most rewarding roles that I've had at Shaw.
Prior to coming here, I only saw you at the Fuse meeting every year, and
right. You
always give the presentation to the Fuse group, right?
Yes. The Fuse partnership is something I manage. It's all focused on the dealer channel. Our partnership there is fantastic.
All right. So this first time I've been here, this is actually the third time this group has met. It meets every other year. It's a group of commercial flooring contractors, some of the biggest. As I mentioned, it stands for Elite Strategic Partners. Tell us a little bit more about what this is.
These are leaders in their local markets. Many of them have multiple locations across different markets, and it really is about how we can partner together to co-design solutions to meet their needs and their business, but also to meet the needs of our mutual customers and clients. And so it really is a true partnership. We make mutual investments. We co-design solutions and go to market in a strong way together, focused on growth.
So there's roughly 34 partners here, company partners,
yeah.
And they represent $100 million in revenue to you guys.
Yeah, close to that. So they're a big part of our business and very important partners in the market.
So, Alicia, there's some flags on the stage here with some words on them, and it's kind of the theme of this thing. I mean, this is called Ignite. This is about connection, innovation, leadership.
Yeah, so the theme is really about fueling passion, innovation, and growth. We have Ignite Innovation. It's really about embracing change and exploring new opportunities with our partners, and igniting connection, where we're strengthening our partnership and really building deeper relationships with them. And we talk about growth. Igniting growth is a big part of it. Expanding our businesses and evolving with our partners together. And then finally, it's igniting leadership. So how are we together empowering our teams and fostering collaboration for long-term success in our industry?
It's a nice place here. We're at the Ritz-Carlton, and you've had some great dinner events. And a big part of what we're doing here is just networking with each other, right?
There's been a great opportunity for networking, certainly in the evenings. We've had roundtable discussions during the sessions so that our dealer customers can learn from each other and we can learn from them, so we can go back to co-designing new solutions. We're going to have some fun this afternoon at some different activities, so really looking forward to that time together as well. A lot of times it's that downtime when you're together that sparks or ignites the ideas for each of those tracks that we talked about.
Yeah, this is activity day, much like some of the other meetings I go to. So you've got golf, you've got a wine tour, you got a stadium tour, or people can just hang out at the pool, right?
Absolutely, and there might be a few people found in the spa.
We've heard a lot of noise of late, you know, with some things that are going on in Washington, and it's kind of rattled the stock market. You know, people are wondering, how's business? Talk about that just a minute.
Yeah, so there is a lot of noise out there, and we are doing a lot of scenario planning to mitigate risk with all the noise. But Kemp, I have to tell you, we're still pretty optimistic about the year, and we're seeing growth. We're seeing growth in segments that have been strong over the last couple of years, and we're seeing growth in segments that have been more challenged. I'll give you one: workplace. That's been a great opportunity for growth for us year to date, where it's been more challenged in the past. So we're making great progress there. We're seeing growth across product categories. So we're still pretty optimistic about the year.
And just to kind of position, you know, how big of an entity you are in this commercial space, I mean, we're here with Pat Craft and with Shaw Contract and Philadelphia. And I mean, this is our estimate from our June issue last year, but then, I mean, you represent almost $1.5 billion in this space. Quick question for you. These are commercial contractors. We've always debated how much influence they have on what brand ends up on the floor. Talk about that just a little bit.
So, you know, we talk with our partners a lot about how we can strategically plan together to go after mutual clients and provide solutions in the market. We look at what we call specified business, and we look at what we call discretionary or negotiated business that certainly the dealer customer kind of owns. But what we're learning is there's more and more shared influence. And this group of customers does a great job of tracking their business and their estimates and what they're seeing come out for bid, whether it's still in design development or whether it's ready for final bids. We just see that there's more and more opportunity for that shared influence in the market.
So for this elite group, you have some kind of special offering. I mean, you give them a certificate that they are indeed a part of this group, and you offer them a concierge customer service level, right?
Yes, this group has access to a single point of contact in our customer service that really helps to streamline, and it's almost like a white glove service for customer service. We do that with our claims as well.
So there's 12 new partners here, right?
Yes, 12 new partners that we added last year. So we're 34 strong now across North America, 2 in Canada. We want to keep this a pretty elite and small group, exclusive.
Actually, I've heard some of the people that are here that say this is a perfect size. You know, let's keep it this way, right?
Yes, I think that they enjoy that. And again, back to what Brenda was saying earlier, a big benefit of being here is being able to network and connect with their peers across the country and learn from them, learn best practices. And a lot of that happens at, you know, the social events, but those roundtable discussions yesterday were really rich, and the fact that they get to learn from each other, and that gets a little bit harder as you get bigger and bigger.
All right, guys. Well, it's great to talk to you about this ESP program. Again, been talking to Brenda Knowles and Alicia Arissa here at Shaw's meeting with commercial contractors, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.